Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellethy, Assistant Site Editor for SearchSMBStorage.com. Today, I'll be talking about the new release of Fujitsu's DX60 and DX80 disk arrays. This week, Fujitsu introduced the DX60 and the DX80 for its Eternus mid-range product line. These disk arrays replace the Eternus 2000, 4000, and 8000, which are all at the low end of the product line. The DX60 and DX80 may benefit small to mid-sized business customers, but how? Today, I will discuss what the DX60 and DX80 do, how they might benefit SMBs, and what they're up against in this market. Joining me now to talk about this is Jeff Bowles, Senior Analyst of Validation Services at the Tanasia Group. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being with us today. My first question for you is, as you know, Fujitsu recently released the Eternus DX60 and DX80. So can you outline some of the features of this newer version of their disk arrays and how they might benefit small to mid-sized business customers?
Sure, I'd be glad to, Megan. You know, I'm mainly going to talk about the DX60 today because I think that's one of the more interesting storage products I've seen come to market in a while for the SMB segment. And I think the DX60 speaks to the capabilities of the overall lineup more than anything else. The DX60 is most interesting because it's a single controller array, and while it is single controller, please keep in mind that the DX80 is dual controller, and other products in the lineup are dual controller. But the DX60 makes really SAN storage incredibly affordable, best-in-class SAN storage, incredibly affordable for the SMB customer today. And it, in this small form factor drive array that, you know, is really so price compelling that it almost competes with direct attached disk storage that you might buy in a server itself. The DX60 has a couple of different features in it that are interesting besides the single controller. And with this low-cost model, it gives the customer access to, you know, Fujitsu's kind of world-class data block guard type features, which are a data integrity feature that they've got quite a reputation built around. And this goes back into Fujitsu's history a while. They've got this tremendous reputation for data integrity in the field and high uptimes and, you know, never losing data, this type of stuff. And this is common with a lot of the Japanese companies, especially this total focus on quality, a very high-quality product and not having any incidents in the field. So Fujitsu brings this to bear in the DX60 with this data block guard feature. And, you know, the general set of features you'd expect around RAID 6 and this type of stuff. But they also are bringing MAID to bear inside this array. So if you have a disk group set up inside this DX60, which takes, I believe, up to 24 drives, if you have a RAID group, you know, say, of 5 drives that you want to park some infrequently accessed data on, those drives will spin down when you're not using them. And it spins down by RAID group. So you could even conceptually put all 24 drives into a big RAID group and have them spin down when they're not used. So that can be make a significant impact on your power utilization. And if it's really infrequently used drives, it may help extend the life of your spindles as well. So Fujitsu has some really cool features in there. And one of the things they've talked about is their capacitor protection for cache, which... Yeah, that's had a little bit more publicity than it really, frankly, deserved. I mean, sure, this is a neat innovation, but that's the way the whole industry should be going. You know, if you've got flash memory now that you can dump data to relatively quickly and have it preserved in a powered-down state, then sure, switch to cache, to capacitors instead of batteries. But do I care as a customer? That's more of a design element. I'm not sure I care all that much as a customer. You know, I, frankly, as an end user, can't remember the last time I had to deal with batteries in an array controller, so that's not something I'm particularly concerned about. So,
okay.
But the overall set of features is very compelling for the SMB, especially in this small form factor 24 drive SAS type array that can be had for, you know, not too much more than the price of direct attached storage. So,
yeah, that's it. Sounds good. What are some products in the market today that the DX60 and the 80 will be competing with?
So, you know, that's the interesting thing is I think the this brings the DX60 down into the realm of, you know, HP MSA type stuff. And, brings a fairly advanced feature set to play in that market. And then the DX80 is certainly the entry point for mid-range arrays. So both are compelling values in their segment, and they're interesting product offering in that particular segment. In fact, I don't know right offhand what the total landscape is around made solutions, you know, that can power down massive array of independent disks that can power down a drive when it's not being used. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a fairly unique feature to have in that part of the market. So when you're just getting into SAN storage, you're looking for a small solution, I think the feature set is incredibly compelling here, and you're going to find them doing good competition with HPMSA type solutions and even the smaller manufacturers in the space, like the M4 Trends arrays, Winchester Systems, that type of stuff that you sometimes find in SMB accounts.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that there's anything missing in the DX60 and the 80 that their competitors have at the same price point?
Certainly not the same price point. I think that Fujitsu's done a pretty good job of getting a pretty comprehensive feature set here. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you mentioned before that these products use a capacitor instead of depending on battery life in case of a power failure. And can you just explain in more depth the reasoning behind that?
Sure. So when you're running a cache in a storage array, you're caching I/O, so it can be written out more efficiently to disk. But during a power outage, you ultimately have to deal with what's going to happen to that cache memory that loses all of its state when power is out. If it's got cached reads or writes in it, well, cached writes are what you're concerned about. So you'll lose all of that data and not get it on the disk if you don't have some type of backup protection for that cache. In the past, we've used battery protection. So you have a set of rechargeable batteries on your controller cache that will keep that cache powered on for some period of time if you lose power. Yeah, that might range from 4 hours to mm-hmm. Even 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But you've got to be fairly aware of how long that battery will be good for and have a plan for dealing with your power outage to save that data that's in cache, which means having a standby generator or UPS or something that can bring that array back up before you lose data in cache.
Yeah.
So Fujitsu has put a capacitor in there instead, which holds a charge long enough to run some electronic subsystem. And they're using this capacitor to hold this charge to power this cache during a power failure and immediately start writing it out to flash memory.
Oh.
Since flash is pretty performant, they can write all this stuff to flash really fast and get it stored on flash memory, which will maintain its state powered off. So once it's on flash, power can completely fail, mm-hmm. and it could be unpowered for months, mm-hmm. and the memory state would still stay on that flash memory until you could power that array back up.
Okay, great. Do you have any other comments you'd like to add?
No, I'm like I said, I'm intrigued by the DX60 product offering and waiting to see what it'll do in the market if it gets rapid uptake by customers. Yeah. Fujitsu has a number of Eternus customers in the marketplace that have been long-term customers because they respect the level of quality they typically get from Fujitsu. So I'm anxious to see if they pick up more customers and maintain that same reputation for quality with the DX60 arrays.
All right, great. Thank you for that update, Jeff. And that's the update on our latest news. For more information about this story, you can visit searchsmbstorage.techtarget.com. I'm Megan Kellett. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.